Joe Simpson, is it more frustrating to lose a game rather than have your opponents very clearly win it, as seemed to happen in terms of the indiscipline yesterday?
Yeah, it's frustrating more than anything. Unnecessary offloads and unforced errors and turnovers and penalties were the things that killed us yesterday, considering that we were actually looking very dangerous in the first 30, 40 minutes. And it felt good. You get that good vibe and you feel like things are working for you. And then to go away and let that slip from our reach. And that was something that was a bitter pill to swallow, really.
Yeah, indeed. Amlin Challenge Cup game this Friday then against Quins. Now, Joe Worsley is rated as the highest defender from the pool stages, but he's one of the number of players out with injury, of course. Do the new faces give you a sense of excitement, or is it a more negative feeling because some of the first 15 selection guys aren't around?
Obviously, missing Joe is a massive disappointment. But we've got a few youngsters coming through that I think are playing very well at the moment. I think Joe Launchbury came on the weekend and had a great game, and I think he will be a star of the club in years to come. Christian Wade had a good weekend. He made a nice break to set up the second try from Rob Webber. So he had a good game, and that was his Premiership debut, and that's good to see young players like that being blooded, and the coaches really looking after them, and the coaches were working on him all week and making sure that he was confident, ready, and I think they did a fantastic job, as well as Wadey, for mentally preparing and for the match. So it's great to see players come through like that. It's obviously good to have fresh faces. It keeps the atmosphere different and chopping and changing. But losing any first team players and particularly players so inspirational as Joe is always tough.
Yeah, certainly. Now, the Amlin Opta stats, they've rated you as the danger man in attack for Wasps. 24 carries in the pool stages, 184 metres, 4 clean breaks, beating 5 defenders. Now, we saw Danny Kerr put himself against the man holding the scrum half shirt for England in Ben Youngs. This weekend's your chance to face up to him yourself. World Cup year, what areas of your game are you hoping can help you win that battle?
When you're at 9, it's an odd one. You're not really ever face-to-face against your opposition scrum half, so you don't really get a lot of opportunities to challenge them. So it's about concentrating on your own game, not focusing on who you're playing, just focusing on the team you're playing and their defensive pattern. So I won't be thinking about playing Danny. Danny won't be thinking about playing me on the weekend. It's just concentrating on our own performance, making sure our passing, our kicking, our bossing the forwards is up to scratch and hopefully gives us an advantage on the weekend.
And you touched on it earlier, Wasps have a pretty good reputation in this competition, and with what's happened in the league, obviously you're going to be really looking forward to try and capitalise on the opportunities you get in this competition.
Yeah, this is our chance of silverware this season. This is our pressure match this season. It's all come down to this match, really. If we lose this, then it's going to be a disappointing kind of end to the season. So there's a lot of pressure riding on it. There's a lot of passion going to be hopefully put into this match, and it's something that we really need to win.
And finally, it's going to be a short week, Friday night game. How do you cope with the routine in terms of that? I know some players find it difficult having to wait all day for the actual match to come at, you know, 7:45 in the evening. How do you tend to cope with that sort of pressure?
I like to relax. I like to stay off my feet and have a chilled out day. There's no point getting all worked up about a match that's happening in 10 hours time, because you're just going to burn yourself out before then. So I'll probably play a bit of Championship Manager or FIFA or some computer games. Take my mind off it, eat lots of food and make sure that I'm mentally and prepared for the match, and so when it comes to a couple of hours before kickoff, then I can start concentrating on it, then the nerves start kicking in and hopefully things come together come kickoff.
Good stuff. Well, it's going to be a fascinating competition. Best of luck on Friday.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.